Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Wednesday, we check in at IU.
Dr. Chuck time.
Dr. Chuck time. Three big things. Good luck with that. More like 300 big things. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I am doing okay. I am fully supplied with coffee and other beverages.
Well, that's good because as Kellum's has asked me, what is the dress code today? He was not here last week. It is once again full suit and tie.
We're back in suit and tie.
We've got lapel pins. We're loaded. We're loaded up.
Tells you that I'm ready for whatever comes my way today. I sit here in the Zoom studio.
In the Zoom studio. I like that. You're going to have the people just have to build you a professional studio here at some point, have the guys over with the hammers and nails and everything else. But all joking aside, the reason you are a busy man is because we have thousands of things going on. And we'll kind of start chronologically. Since we've spoken last, we've moved everybody in. We're testing everyone. And, school started on Monday.
It did indeed, and so students are back on campus, as everybody's undoubtedly noticed. If you have been on campus the last couple of days, I actually did not go yesterday. I will be going here in a little while because I teach a class tonight, but there is it's sort of like a summer session as far as the numbers of students walking around campus, a little more heavy than that, but the most noticeable thing is that the faculty and staff parking is plentiful, which never happens during a fall and spring semester. Let me stress, never. So it's really very odd. But I will say this. I was really, you talk about this stuff over and over again, as much as I have and as my colleagues have. You wonder, of course, everybody asks, well, how can you make college students who do this and that do the right thing? I was utterly impressed with how many students were wearing masks and walking around outside wearing masks. And of course, inside, there was no question. Didn't see anybody who wasn't inside. And it's just, this is how college life is for this semester. And that's truly, when you start thinking about it, that's impressive for this group of students who are committed to this. And it's one thing to emphasize the point. We talked about the parties and having to cut down on that last week. The vast majority of students are here and want to do the right thing. And they want to get their education. They want to do what they're here to do. And so I think it's important to bear in mind. I was encouraged by that. And, not to say that everything's going to work perfectly this semester, because we can't promise that. But it was something that I was pleased to see anyway.
Dr. Chuck Carney, the Director of Media Relations for Indiana University, is our guest this afternoon. Since the original complaint, since the threat of suspensions, where are we at with the party world? And are things calming down after the first weekend before we got school started here? And as you mentioned, most people are trying to be good. Has the level of calls increased, or where are we on that?
It's not been bad, quite honestly. And that's one of the other reasons why I'm encouraged. You look at the weekends, and the weekend came right after we had the statements from the provost and the president. And then, of course, the limiting of the size of private gatherings to 15 within the city of Bloomington. Students have been inundated with a lot of messages that you got to do the right thing. This can't go on this way. If you want to stay here, you've got to do this. Over the weekend, the calls that I saw, at least on the IUPD call sheet, were pretty low. And mostly people there were several items where I saw they were responding to parties that had loud noise, but it was a gathering that was 10 people. It was under 15 people. So, again, it seems to have gotten through. Our students are paying attention and they want to be here. They want to continue this thing. So that's a good sign. Now, again, I.
Well, Chuck is frozen. Wait till he thaws. Then I'll have something for us. He's back. He's back. There.
Am I back? Okay. Yes. I was saying that, if somebody will email me about this again, I will stress that this is not absolutely a perfect and foolproof thing. Things do happen, and they may, but I am pleased with how the students have responded.
Well, that's good news. And obviously, as we move forward in this, everybody's going to need to be flexible in things that are going on. And that's the thing. We're back and we're trying to get it rolling in the right direction. And we're trying to do it as safely and bestly as we can. And I think when we talk about everything that's going on, it has to start with testing. What is the testing policy? We know everybody had to get tested to start. What's mm-hmm. the policy now moving forward?
Well, so we had 39,000, now this is over the IU system, about 34,000 at IU Bloomington itself that were tested. But we have now moving forward mitigation testing, which has started at IU Bloomington. We had two sites that got started today. And what that means is that faculty, staff, and students at IU Bloomington will get an email, and it will ask you to schedule within a certain time frame a COVID test. And it will tell you where you can go to go do that. And so that will be the way that we'll keep a check on the population that we have right now. To make sure that if there are any hot spots, there are any potential outbreaks, we're on top of it, and we can do contact tracing to get hold of the people that we need to right away that may have come into contact with some of the people who do test positive.
And when those people test positive, obviously you have housing for those people to go in quarantine, or people can go home. Mm-hmm. What do they do if they're off campus? They just have to stay off campus in their off campus place, right?
Yeah, they need to isolate wherever they are living. They will stay away from campus for that time period for 14 days, and that's what they need to do to remain safe. And the way we're working through this with students, and I'm doing it with my own, that if there is every class that I teach, and I think a lot of classes are this way, is both online and in person. I'm doing a hybrid class, in all classes that have an in-person element, there is a lot of flexibility built in, varies by faculty member about what they do, but they'll work with students to make sure that they can get through the semester if there is an interruption because of a positive test or an illness.
Dr. Chuck Carney is our guest this afternoon. He's the Director of Media Relations for Indiana University. Kellums, what do you got on your agenda today?
Oh, I'm switching gears up because I saw this thing and it just lit up for me. Chuck, I got to know about this CyberCore thing. It sounds like something out of Star Wars. What's going on here?
it actually is something out of Star Wars, believe it or not. No, it's not. So the National Science Foundation has awarded $2.25 million to IU to establish a scholarship program in the area of cybersecurity, and this is for the Bloomington campus. So this is coming from the U.S. Department of Defense Office of Naval Research. They're actually also throwing in $250,000 to establish a Cyber Reserve Officer Training Corps, that would be CROTC, to pair IU ROTC cadets with cybersecurity faculty, and they'll be able to conduct research. So if you know anything about what is going on in the world, cybersecurity is a big, big deal. And so the goals of the program are to the NSF Cyber Corps Scholarship for Service Program. It's aligned with the U.S. National Cyber Strategy to develop a fully capable cybersecurity workforce. And yes, I did read that because I rolled that off the tongue.
I mean, that sounds absolutely amazing, but I got to say I'm disappointed there's no androids.
Not yet.
Not yet.
There he is. Let's spice it up here. But it's pretty cool. Scott Shackelford, who is the executive director of the Ostrom Workshop, the chair of the cybersecurity program at IU, he's the principal investigator on these grants. And that's something that he is very much a part of and at the leading edge. And he knows all about cybersecurity and how these things work. So it's a pretty cool program. So we are in a way... creating a new force with our own ROTC program, which is really historically strong here at IU.
No question about it. And Chuck Carney is our guest. He checks in here every Wednesday. Three big things has evolved into 3,000 big things here. Obviously, front page news today, suffrage, 100 years of...
I think my wife's hanging posters right now.
Good.
So
excellent.
Going on.
And Indiana University has played a big part in that.
Indiana University is celebrating the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. That is something that there are all kinds of things going on today. The 19th Amendment passed on August 26, 1920. And so the number of things that are going on the both the Bloomington campus, the IUPUI, there's an Equality Day event, and a number of other programs that are here to mark the centennial of this. There's a story I would refer everybody to, again, on our news website, news.iu.edu. And if you look for 19th Amendment at 100, and some of our historians who are well-versed on all of this can speak to the history of the suffrage movement that's just 100 years old. Hard to believe it's just that old.
And the other part we'll wrap things up with, just because we're staying phonetically correct, we've had cyber and salaries and suffrage and students, so we'll just keep with our alliteration. It is salaries. There's been some talk, obviously, because the Indiana, we talked about a freeze, but people are getting raises. This is all a matter of timing, it sounds like, if I'm reading between the lines on this.
Yeah, and let me clarify a bit on that. There are two things. One is that there were raises that were noted for football coaches. Those are contractually obligated, come out of the athletic salary, so it's not out of the general fund, and those are legally binding contracts. That so it's when we talk about the freeze on salaries, that's one thing that President McRobbie laid out. But football coaches are in a little bit of a different area, and they have contracts, and that's not something that typically happens across other IU departments. The other two positions that were mentioned prominently in that article are actually new positions. So it was something where someone was hired, happened to be within IU, and started a new job. We actually, it's not mentioned in the story, we actually eliminated an associate VP position that was right under one of those jobs of my boss, the vice president for communications and marketing. And so we actually had a cost savings because we eliminated a whole position as she entered into this new position to replace somebody who left that position. So the other position that was mentioned was the new interim dean for the Luddy School. So it is something where somebody started a new position at Indiana University. It was not that they were raised in their current job, which is what the salary freeze was about, the raise that would have kicked in on July 1st.
What time are you teaching class tonight?
7 p.m. if I can get enough coffee in me.
We'll let you get to your test or your class preparation. And if that involves hitting the cappuccino machine and making sure that works, that is part of what fuels Indiana University on these days. Great job, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks.
Chuck Carney, the doctor, the director of media relations for Indiana University. He checks in with us every Wednesday just after 3:35.